The Play Mornings with Steph and John replay.
Good morning, world.
It's March 28th, 2024. I want you to close your eyes right now.
Okay.
Okay, go back to when you were like 9 years old.
Okay.
Okay, it's Christmas Eve. You're going to bed.
Okay.
You're feeling that anticipation of waking up, knowing you have presents waiting for you. Santa came.
That sounds great. I love this daydream here.
Now, how you're feeling right now is exactly how I felt last night, because it is MLB opening day.
Oh, my goodness. Well, congratulations. You made it through another winter, John.
Right. Thank you. But with MLB opening day, it does bring up a conversation between you and I.
Okay.
I really appreciate this on-air chemistry and this friendship we have together. However, that's gonna take a little backseat till November.
What? Are you breaking up with me?
In the nicest way possible?
What are you gonna do without me?
I mean, I got Shohei Ohtani, I got Mookie Betts, I got a whole bunch of people.
Wow, you're gonna watch that much baseball that you're not gonna be able to come to work and perform.
Listen, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Steph.
I don't accept your apology yet.
It doesn't have to be messy.
No, we can just make a clean break here.
Clean break. You're fine. You say your stuff. I'm fine. I'll say my stuff.
I'm not on board with this, John. I think I'm going to have to cancel your cable subscription.
No!
So I got a Facebook message from my mom that says,
sweet.
I know, so nice. But it said, hi, just messaged you on your new number. I was like, my new number, what? But I'm with Joyce, as in her best friend. She said we can't be too trusting and I should message you through Facebook to make sure it's you. So,
okay.
Is it? I didn't get a new number. Let's see. I just called my mom. Here's a little recording of it.
Yeah, I got a text from you that said you had a new phone number. So I added that and I texted you back and you texted me back a couple of times. And then, but Joyce said, well, make sure that before you delete her number that it is really hers. So I sent it through Messenger.
Yeah, it's not me.
There's so many scams.
It's not me. It is a scam.
It is a scam. Oh.
What did I say to you?
You sent me a thing that said, hi, Mom, I have a new number, and here it is, and it was from a different number than that. And then I sent you a text on that number and said, I thought you were just putting in a London area code. You text me back and said, no, I spilled water on my phone and put a new SIM card in my phone.
Was that you, Steph?
No, it was not me. Not at all.
Oh, wow.
Did I ask you for money after that?
Not yet, but I got to just get rid of that number and I'll block it.
So be diligent out there. I said, hi, Mom, which I never call my mom.
Okay, yeah.
I call my mom, but I mean, when I talk to her, I say, hey, Ma.
Oh.
So that was definitely a clue to her that it wasn't me. But, you know, these scammers are just out there and they're just casting a wide net. We're going to text all these people, hi, Mom, and see who replies, hi, insert name here. Perfect. Now we know your name. And now we'll continue on with this scam to get you to, you know, give them money or scam them. Whatever they do, I don't know what they're going to take from her. But thankfully, she didn't get far enough down the track to figure it out.
It is crazy that the same day you got that message from your mom, I got a message saying that you changed your number.
You did not. Did you really?
You did. That wasn't you?
No, John, come on. Now I got to teach you to be savvy, too. You're 20 years old.
I sent you a lot of money. I just need to start this story by saying that my landlords are amazing people, and it's just me being the biggest scaredy cat in the world.
Okay.
Okay, so on Monday, I ordered something from Amazon, and it came Tuesday. You got that one-day delivery. That was quick.
Oh, wow. Good job, John.
Thank you. Well, I live in a basement suite, so they don't deliver to the side door, unfortunately, even though I've put it in the instructions numerous amount of times. It just doesn't happen, so I'm used to it.
Okay.
Now, usually when a package comes to the door for me, my landlords just leave it at the side door, and it's all good.
There you go. So you don't even know if it's the Amazon delivery driver or your landlords being angels.
That's true. That's true. Well, in this case, my Amazon package came. And it's set in such a way where when I pass the front door to go to the side door, I can see it. However, it would be very easily missed if you don't know there's a package there.
Mm-hmm.
And it sat there and sat there. It's Thursday. I haven't gone up the stairs to get
it. John, come on.
I haven't told them about it. I don't want to have that conversation because I'm such a baby. I'm scared. They have a Ring doorbell camera. I'm scared if I go up to their door, the doorbell camera will go off and they'll see me. Even though I'm doing nothing of harm,
uh-huh.
It's like when you go through airport security and they're like, you have anything on you? And you're like, oh, I don't think so, but maybe?
They're going to think you're a porch pirate. That's what you're worried about, your landlords that know you.
That's the thing. I don't know.
They're going to think, thank you for doing us a favor and making us not have to go down to the side of our house and leave a package for you. Thank you for grabbing it yourself.
So really what I think this break is I'm saying it in hopes that they're listening right now.
Oh my God.
So I don't have to have that one-on-one conversation
Jeepers.
With them.
Somebody needs to get this guy some like bravery classes, conflict management, assertiveness. Come on. Get it started.
It's Thursday, a long weekend's coming up.
Mm-hmm.
So in honor of the long weekend, I have something to make you feel even better.
Okay.
Okay. A woman from Cheshire, England, rescued an abandoned baby hedgehog from the side of the road where she took it to her home to care for it.
Aw, that's so sweet.
Right? Already, she's way more brave than I am. I mean, hedgehogs are terrifying. They're rodents.
I mean, I think the most terrifying part about the hedgehog is their spikes.
Isn't that a porcupine?
Hedgehogs are baby porcupines.
No, like, they're not.
They're not, but you know what I mean. They have little tiny spikes. Like hedgehogs are like, they look like puffer fishes.
Yeah. Oh, I thought that was like fur.
No.
Oh, okay. So already this woman is way better. The story continues with her bringing it to an animal hospital the next day, concerned that it hadn't moved, eaten the cat food she left out, or pooped all night.
Okay.
Now, at this point, I'm like, oh my gosh, the story's going to end with the vets bringing it back to life. It's going to be even more amazing than I thought. Well, after she took the hedgehog to the Lower Moss Wood Nature Reserve and Wildlife Hospital, that's quite a name.
Uh-huh.
They took to Facebook praising this kind soul that rescued the shy baby hedgehog, taking it home and then taking it to their hospital. Now, after about an hour or so, the hedgehog still hadn't moved, and it's crazy as to why it hadn't moved. Are you ready?
Yeah.
After further investigation, it turns out the sweet lady had rescued a pom-pom from the top of a beanie hat.
That's amazing.
Right?
John, what's your favorite baseball team?
The Los Angeles Dodgers.
It's very obvious you're wearing a Dodgers hat right now. You literally have LA tattooed on your arm.
That's right.
You just like are always decked out in that kind of gear.
Yeah, yeah.
But I have a request.
Okay.
And it's from all the Canadians here.
Okay.
Will you please switch to cheering for the Blue Jays instead?
No. There's no good reason to switch to cheering for the Blue Jays.
I have a good reason, John.
Okay, let's hear it.
It is that A&W, every time the Blue Jays win, in the app are going to give people who have the app a free menu item. Each
okay.
time the Jays win.
Nice.
So I'm just like trying to build up their fan base so they really feel the love from Canada and so that we can get more free fast food items.
Okay. Now let me tell you a few things that you'd get if you lived in the LA area.
Okay.
When the Dodgers rack up 10 or more strikeouts, you can get a free Jack in the Box jumbo deal, which is a burger and a large fry.
Whoa.
Every time the Dodgers score 6 or more runs, you can head down to McDonald's and get a free 6-piece nugget with the purchase of any fry. Every time the Dodgers win at home, you can get yourself a free 7-inch slice of pizza from the California Pizza Kitchen. And finally, every time the Dodgers pick up a stolen base, you can get yourself a free hot dog at any AM/PM convenience store.
Okay, you know what? I'm changing my stance on this. I'm now making a campaign that the Fort McMurray Giants, our baseball team, get involved with all restaurants that we have here and start making it every time the Giants do something, we get free stuff.
I'm good with that. Also, if we're relying on eating every time the Jays win, I mean, we're all gonna starve.
Oh no!
So a little while ago, we were talking about how all my lights went out at the same time and I need to change them.
Yes, and you were saying you were too afraid to ask your landlord for a ladder, let alone ask him for a light bulb. So you were just going to do it yourself by, what, makeshifting some sort of furniture pile to get up there?
Yeah, some way of getting up, maybe stacking two chairs on top of each other. Who knows? Well, I bought light bulbs yesterday.
John, you could have saved yourself money if you would have just told your landlord the light bulbs were out, but continue.
And the dollar store light bulbs, so I'll probably have to redo them in a week.
Yep, probably.
Well, I found a way to install them.
Okay.
I moved my couch around and just stood on the back of my couch.
John, this is so dangerous.
I felt a lot better than actually talking and having an adult conversation.
What time did you do this at?
9 o'clock at night.
9 o'clock at night. So you would have been on the floor after hitting your head, and nobody would have missed you until I got here at 5 o'clock this morning.
Nobody would have missed me?
That's not what I mean.
That's what you said. Nobody would have missed me.
New trend from the 80s is coming back. I guess it's an old trend.
Ooh.
Old trend made new.
Are leggings coming back? I would really like if leggings came back.
Leggings have been back for years and years. In fact, I think they're probably on their way out.
What? leg warmers is what John meant.
Oh, leg
John
warmers.
John meant leg warmers.
I was like, John, this is not a good example.
Okay, but please tell me, what's making a comeback?
Micro shorts.
Micro shorts.
Have you heard of those?
I've not only heard of them, John, I've seen them.
John likes them? Okay. So basically, they're tiny, tiny shorts. And yep. In fact, they're probably missing some of the back part that covers your butt. They are so tiny. They are so micro-sized.
Are they?
Yes, they are. And celebrities are wearing them. There's pictures of Anne Hathaway and Kristen Stewart walking around in micro shorts. But now they're saying it's kind of the new trend for all of us non-famous people to start wearing them again. Are you on board? It sounds like you are.
I'm on board, but not in a gross way. I think it's good that you guys are feeling like you're able to wear this stuff, right?
Sure, yeah.
Because at school, like, the dress codes were crazy to the point where now I feel like the more you guys wear this stuff, the more dress codes and everything go away.
Well, I mean, I think there's still professionalism to places that you go to, but it's okay if you want to wear that wherever in your regular life. I personally think they're kind of ugly.
Really? I couldn't pick up on that vibe as I'm trying to empower women. You're like, I think they're disgusting.
Hey, you can wear whatever you want, but it's not going to change the fact that I think that they look like granny panties.
So if I came in with a pair of micro shorts on,
I'd be like, whoa, John, those are some nice granny panties. Who'd you borrow those from? Wow, bedazzled, glitter, nice. John, I gotta ask you something.
Yes.
Is there anything scarier than a puppy?
You think you're funny, don't you?
I don't
know.
Oh, my goodness.
Maybe somebody... The only thing I can think of is like somebody out to kill me, because that's what I think dogs are doing.
This puppy that came in yesterday was halfway up to the shin. It walked in, said hello to me, like was ready to lick my face. It was so excited.
It was. Then what happened?
Then it walked over to you and you acted scared, and so it got scared of you.
No. I went over to try and pet it because I was told it's tiny, it's nice. It was neither of those things.
What did it do to you?
It immediately growled. It started barking at me.
And it took a step back. It was like, this guy's afraid of me. There's got to be a reason. He's scary. And then you proceeded to climb on top of your chair and then on top of the counter.
Because you guys just let him go.
He was shin height.
Yeah.
And he wasn't going to get you. What was he going to do once he did get over to you? He's a puppy.
They have teeth.
Oh my goodness. I couldn't believe it. John saw his way out. Of course, I'm making fun of him. I asked him if it's okay.
No, you didn't.
I did.
In fact, you didn't even tell me what we were going to talk about. I'm finding out in the moment.
Are you kidding me? Do not throw me under the bus here. I am nice. I made sure you were okay with me making fun of this irrational fear you have of puppies.
I don't remember this conversation.
Thanks for listening. Don't forget to subscribe to the Steph and John Replay.
Find more Steph and John at play1037.ca.